connecting to higher guidance guided imagery. Through this guided imagery, you will connect your thoughts and desires to Hashem's wish for you and your life's direction. When you align your will with the will of Hashem, you feel lovingly guided along a path that serves your highest good. This guided imagery typically leads to a deep sense of inner peace and calm as you experience yourself being hooked up to divine protection and assistance. This guided imagery also serves to sharpen your intuition that allows you to instinctively know which choices are right for you. Before beginning this guided imagery, consider some of the areas in your life you wish to see improvement in. Also, consider desires you have that you wish would manifest for you. It's helpful to write them down. To get the most out of this meditation, use it anytime you feel disconnected or are seeking guidance on a specific topic or dilemma. And now, pause the recording and set an intention for this guided imagery process. Make yourself comfortable. Gently close your eyes. Allow yourself now to experience the way you're being supported by your seat you're sitting on or the bed you're lying on. As you focus on every part of your body, gently give permission for the muscles in that part of your body to relax. Let's start with your head and face. Feel the muscles relax around your head, your cheeks, feel the muscles in your neck relax now. And now your shoulders. Feel yourself letting go in your shoulders as they get heavier and heavier. And now your hands. Feel them resting loosely by your body. Breathe deeply into your stomach area. With every breath, notice how the muscles relax. Breathing in and letting go. Breathing in and letting go. And some more now. And even more. Now notice the muscles in your legs relaxing, letting go, becoming heavier and heavier. Your entire body now is in a sleep-like state, heavy and relaxed, getting calmer and calmer and calmer. I invite you to envision yourself building a bridge of light upward to the higher planes of reality. You might picture a beam of light coming out of the top of your head and going straight up as high as you can imagine. Take your time. As you're building this bridge, imagine that you're connecting with the Makor HaChaim, the source of all life, drinking in energy and light until every cell in your body is aglow with light and energy. So you're drawing down this energy, filling every cell in your body. with this light and energy from the Makar HaChayim. Picture your mind now as a clear mountain lake, with every cell clearly reflecting the higher planes of reality. Imagine that every thought and every cell in your mind is now linked to Hashem. As you keep imagining this link, you're creating it as real. Good. Just keep yourself focused there and allow the connection to be made. As you do this, imagine now that you are aligning your will with the higher will of Hashem. So you might envision a cord of light coming out of your solar plexus, which is the area above your navel. This is your power center. As you picture this cord of light, take all of your desires and link them through this light to the source of all life, the Makar HaChayim we just spoke about before. Knowing as you do this, that your desires for improvement or manifestation in any area of your life will be processed and responded to for your highest good. Knowing and trusting that Hashem's deepest wish for you is a life of love and goodness. So as you align your will with the higher will, you can picture this source energy as a golden globe of energy and light 6 inches above your head. Good. Slowly bring this globe down through your body, letting it align all the energy in your body with its higher light. So move it down through your head, neck, shoulders, chest, stomach area, thighs, legs. Keep moving it through your body until you're actually standing on it. Envision it beaming light and energy from below your feet, back up through you, moving back up through your feet, legs, thighs, stomach area, chest, neck, up through your head. And let it sit about 6 inches above your head now. Visualize your neshama as a radiant sphere of light, or a flame, or in any way it appears to you in your imagination. You might not have any visual or other sense of your neshama, and that is fine. But it is there, it exists. It always responds to your call, whether or not you can see it or feel it. So again, imagining the brilliance of your neshama's light, see it in your mind's eye, growing steadily brighter, growing larger and larger as you are filled with the energy of your neshama. Ask your neshama for a deeper, more conscious connection to it, and to end any sense of separation from it. Your neshama always hears your sincere requests and will immediately begin helping you to have a stronger connection to its guidance and direction, and to know your oneness with it. As you connect to your neshama, you become more and more aware of the truth that you are your neshama and not your body, your thoughts, your actions, your accomplishments, your emotions, or your circumstances. You are the light and truth that is your neshama. Now bring your awareness and attention to the top of your head and imagine that you have an antenna. This energy center is where you tap into telepathic communication from the higher dimensions. You can receive any information you wish by intending to do so and using your imagination to establish the link. By doing this, you strengthen your intuition. So, mentally adjust your imaginary antenna to pick up this broadcast. As you do, you will be aligning your actions and choices with the path that is most correct for you. All that you manifest will be more in alignment with your higher purpose. Feel yourself making the connection now. And allow yourself to be filled with the joy of the knowledge of the connection to the higher realms. The security, the calm, the understanding that you don't need to work hard to figure things out. Just let go now. Letting go, secure in the knowledge that guidance will show you the best way for you. And now I invite you to come back to regular awareness. As I count to five, gently bring your awareness back to your physical body. One, you are aware of your position on the chair or bed. Two, you wiggle your fingers and toes. Three, becoming more aware of your surroundings, the room you're in. Four, gently open your eyes. And five, take a deep breath and release. Enjoy the knowledge that you're moving into a day surrounded by support, guidance, and love.